This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he could bring a lot. Like I said, that competitive nature is just going to continue to rise because obviously we have a competitive group, but when you add a little bit to the fire, it's definitely going to continue to grow. So he's definitely going to add that. And he's definitely also going to add that championship, like what it takes to get there and like how it's going to feel when we get there. Like he's been there. So he understands what it takes and how it's going to feel. So he's going to be able to, you know, voice that to us. And I think that he's definitely going to be a great leader on this team and somebody that we all can rely on, not just the DBs to, you know, help us get there for sure.
That is Jalen Petrie talking. The he that he is referring to is C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the newest, one of the newest Houston Texans, came over in the trade for Kenyon Green. He was part of Philadelphia's Super Bowl winning team last year. He's been part of a lot of winning around the NFL. You know, he was with Detroit for a year before that. They made it to the NFC title game. He was with the Eagles the year before that. He's been with the Eagles twice. Both years he was with them, they made it to the Super Bowl. Last year they won the Super Bowl, pretty convincing fashion. And he's now a Houston Texan, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And that's going to be a good pickup. They, you know, safety. Safety has been an issue the last couple of years, largely because Jimmy Ward can't stay on the field. Ward's been a nice addition when he's been available. Availability's been the big thing with Jimmy Ward.
And Jimmy Ward, for a brief time, too, was a nice replacement for Jalen Petrie when Jalen Petrie went down. But then Jimmy Ward got injured.
Yeah.
And his versatility and his veteran leadership and experience is nice. There is a part of me. I'm not trying to make a positive and negative. I'm really happy about the addition of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Jimmy Ward's going to be around, and I think you just have to look at it as, okay, he's going to be available when he's available. But by and large, you got to lean on these younger guys that have been able to stay healthier.
Yeah, Jimmy Ward's depth at this point, and it's good depth to have. I mean, he was a Pro Bowl alternate last year, so when he was on the field, he was doing good things.
Yeah, you know what? We might end up seeing really, maybe with fewer snaps played, maybe the biggest impact out of Jimmy Ward this year, if he can just be always available and always there, but able to fill in at the star position if Jalen Petrie is banged up, or to play deep safety, whatever it might be.
That's a good piece to have, man, for sure. And really good leader. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson obviously has leadership traits, certainly brings energy. What has C.J. Gardner-Johnson learned about D'Amico Ryans so far in the culture of the Texans?
Championship or nothing. He ain't bring me here to win no division or no conference. So if I'm here to help win the Super Bowl, that's gonna be the, you know, the reason. But I think people know. A lot of people look at this team and it's like, oh, you know, they got a lot of great pieces. But me to you, I think it's more than just a lot of great pieces. You have a great culture here, a great organization. I think the more you fill this up with winners, not just me, because D'Amico was a winner. Running Darby was a winner. Will was a winner, so you just fill the room up with winners. I think you're going to get what you want, and I think we're going to get it real soon.
So C.J. Gardner-Johnson, man, championship or nothing.
It is cool that, especially on the defensive side of the ball, when guys get traded here, they don't necessarily look they get excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about like Joe Mixon last year. I think Joe Mixon was really blindsided by his trade. And almost when he first arrived in Houston, it was like he was still kind of in this whirlwind of trying to figure out what the hell just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up, obviously, during the offseason, there was a lot of optimism about the Texans' offense, as you all recall. But on the defensive side of the ball, I think a lot of guys look at it now as, man, I've seen D'Amico Ryans on television, or I've heard about him from word of mouth. I watch the way those guys play. The Texans' defense has gotten a reputation for violence. Who was it? Somebody the other day on a podcast, an offensive player talked about how, man, the Texans,
I didn't see that.
Are the hardest hitting team. Yeah, I'll try to find it.
Yeah.
There's a notable player who said, like, man, those guys hit.
Yeah.
And I think a guy like CJ Gardner-Johnson, who's high energy, it's got a big personality, coming off of a Super Bowl win, there's only a few places that you might get excited about going that weren't also a Super Bowl, like the Chiefs or somebody like that. And the fact that the Texans, despite not having great playoff success, are a team that CJ Gardner-Johnson gets excited about, that bodes well for the defense.
I don't know. There's no website or stat service that ranks this, but if there were a way to quantify it, D'Amico Ryans has got to be near the top of the list of coaches and people around the league when it comes to street cred on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah,
like just massive street cred. You know, and a lot of that is based on what he was as a player. And the fact that he's taken what he was as a player and somehow managed to kind of encapsulate that as a coach too. He is the coach version of what he was as a linebacker back in the day.
So the one thing about CJ Gardner-Johnson that you wonder about is, okay, he's been on four different teams, five different stays, because he was with the Eagles twice.
Mm-hmm.
So you just wonder, okay, does he have a short shelf life for some reason? Artificial intelligence has told me this, Sean. I asked for indications of CJ Gardner-Johnson being a potential issue for locker room or character traits.
Okay.
And honestly, half of these, I'd say, are positives. Emotional play. He has been described as an emotional player, sometimes to a fault. He was ejected in December of 2024
yep.
for receiving two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties.
It happens, yeah, but, yeah.
Hey, the Texans are averaging one suspension per year.
Right.
For unnecessary roughness.
He's going to fit yeah. right in, yeah.
He fits right in.
Yeah.
Reports suggest that those penalties stem from things he said to opposing players.
Okay.
So, yeah. Public comments. Wait, this is news to me. Okay, shortly after being traded to the Texans in April of 2025, he made comments publicly demanding a jersey number from a younger teammate.
He mentioned, he did mention the jersey thing yesterday with Mechie during the press conference. Like,
okay, so he's joking around.
He's joking yeah. around. Well, he was yeah. yesterday. I don't know if that's what AI is referring to, but he brought up, I don't know if we've got the cut anywhere, but he brought up jersey number 8 and kind of like just sort of sneered, like playfully sneered and said, I'm going to have to talk to Mechie about this. You know, something along those lines.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, yeah, this is exactly what happened. This is, okay, an aggregator took this account.
Yeah.
I linked on it from AI. This is where AI is getting its information.
Yeah, yeah.
An AI, an aggregator took this and titled it CJ Gardner-Johnson already trying to big-time young Texans player.
Okay, that wasn't that way at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, I'm sorry, Mech. You got to give that up. I'm sorry.
Now,
I love you to death.
If I had to guess, if you had to guess, when training camp starts, or whatever the first thing is where guys have to put on uniforms, what number is CJ Gardner-Johnson going to be wearing? Is he going to be wearing 8 or another number? Do you think he gets the jersey number from Mechie?
Yeah, I think, boy, I don't know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I wrote that off as kind of just a joking comment when I first first read it. I didn't even register, but I don't know.
He gets the number from Mechie. I think he pays for it, and whatever the going rate is for a number. And I think John Mechie looks at it a little. Now, it didn't work out for Kenyon Green, But a year ago, remember when Kenyon Green switched from 59 to 76? And we're like, you know what? Looks a little better in 76. I think, you know, Mechie could probably use a little freshening up of his gimmick right now. It's in a contract year.
He's got to pay for it, though. He's got to give him something.
Yeah, he's not going to steal it from him, but just, like take it from him. Here's more from C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Why do the teams that he goes to, the teams that C.J. Gardner-Johnson goes to, why do they take on his mentality?
People can put on the media about the PFFs, the next-gen stats, but when you can actually go in the building and go into work and your teammates know what type of caliber player you are and you can look in the mirror and say, I own up to that mistake, like, you're going to get scored on. You're going to get ran over. You're going to get ran past. But I think what my teammates love me is because I don't let it sit on my mind. I don't let it dawn on me, because at the end of the day, plays last, 5-6 seconds? You got another one right after it. So for me, coming here is just installing the next play mentality. Like, I don't care what you did last play. You may call to pick this play, but next play you might get scored on. So I think having that hunger of always wanting to win, I could be losing at the littlest blocking drill in practice is going to make me mad. So I think the littlest things you got to care about. And if you don't care about it, then why are you in the league?
Okay. I like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, man.
I really like this hat.
Yeah. That was good hat game yesterday. The Cam Newton style hat, right? It's kind of, it had the hole in the top there.
I sent the audio to Ben because I don't think that was in the clips, the original clips that we got, right? The one about John Mechie.
No, I didn't have that. Yeah.
Ben, let me know when you got that, and we can analyze for humor. I honestly 100% thought it didn't even register because I thought it was a joke, but maybe I didn't analyze it well enough.
I watched it. It didn't look like he was super serious about it, but we'll see. Let's see here. Ben, let's talk about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. What does he bring? What does he hope to bring to his teammates? Sorry, Ben. I know you're doing three things in there.
Help them understand who they are and be where your feet are. I mean, the moment's not too big or too small for anybody. I mean, I think me coming from a great organization with Philly, I think coming here is just basically letting these guys know that winning is everything. We do it the right way. Everybody's happy. Everybody get to do what they need to do. The media, you guys are even happy. So I think coming here, just teaching those guys how to win and going about the ways of winning, not just winning the division, trying to win a championship, conference championship, win a Super Bowl. So when you've done that, been there, it's easy to talk about it, but you got to do it by action.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole thing, it's nice to have C.J. Gardner-Johnson in the building, and I think he's going to be a seamless fit with the guys in the defensive back room. The big thing is that, listen, nobody's got an issue with the culture on defense. We have never pretty much, by and large, people feel like, the culture on defense is good. You can win a Super Bowl with a defense like that. They've got room for improvement, but they play very effectively. They take the ball away a lot. They play with a lot of energy, all of that. It's the offensive side of the ball where I worry about the culture, and that's where the draft and everything else comes in and any of the free agency acquisitions. They still have to establish a culture on the offensive side of the ball. The C.J. Gardner-Johnson, go to training camp last year. Was the defense not playing hard enough to prepare the offense for being in the NFL? They were destroying the offense routinely. Yeah. The offense couldn't get a playoff because the defense was just destroying the Texans' offensive line. And there was no level of alarm or panic by the offense because, hey, they got a bunch of vets over there. No, they'll be cool when the bright lights shine, I suppose.
Was it Saquon Barkley that was saying the Texans were the hardest-hitting team? Someone's saying that on the text page.
That sounds right. Yeah, that sounds right.
That's weird because Saquon hasn't played them since the Lovie Smith year.
I think just from watching them, that's the things that jump out when you watch a team.
Yep.
Yeah, because I remember feeling the same having the same response you did, which is like, wait, he hasn't played them recently.
Yeah, he played them in 2022.
Just from watching them. Especially he would have watched them, play versus the Chiefs. He watched the film leading up to the Super Bowl, and he was probably like, oh, these guys are – well, remember, they got two unnecessary roughness, bogus unnecessary roughness
bogus,
calls
yeah.
in that play for playing aggressive defense. Yeah.
Okay, so the Mechie thing, is CJ, what did AI say that CJ Gardner-Johnson is trying to bully a young player into giving him his number?
The aggregator said this, the headline was, CJ Gardner-Johnson already trying to big time young Texans player.
Okay, so here was...
asked about him getting his jersey number 8, this is what he said.
First of all, people don't call me CJ. Nah, I don't allow that. It's either CD or 8, which Mechie got to get that up. I'm sorry, Mitch. I'm sorry. I love you to death, bro, but God.
Okay, so that was they were at. Yeah, he just brought up randomly, like, people don't call me CJ. They call me CD or 8.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
He said, sorry, Mechie, you got to give up that number.
Yeah, I don't know. My gut would tell me that that's just jokingly saying that. The follow-up is what matters there. If there's actually an argument or an altercation over it, then that's what matters. You could take that. You could take that comment as he delivered it. Any way you want to. You just don't know until he... Like, did he actually mean it or was he just messing around? I don't know.
Okay, I got to hear it one more time.
I just assumed he was messing around.
Yeah, I want to hear it one more time and then make a prediction here. All right. Sorry, Ben. It's on this.
First of all, people don't call me CJ. Nah, I don't allow that. It's either CD or 8, which Mitch, you got to get that up. I'm sorry, Mitch. I'm sorry. I love you to death, bro, but God.
Okay, so here's the thing. He's already looked up who has that number. So he's thought about it already. You know, he knows that.
Yeah, because they're not out there in their jersey numbers during workouts.
No, he knows John Mechie lives in that house right there, man. He lives in that number 8.
He wore a different number in his two different stints with Philadelphia.
He did? Okay.
Yeah.
Someone said on the text page, which means it's got to be true, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, that they think he's going with 23. Which is vacated. That would be Eric Murray's old number.
Well, and his old number with Philadelphia was 23. And when he came back last year, he must have been 8.
He was 8.
So, yeah, I think that was 100% a joke.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good.
Did Philadelphia trade him because he was demanding his number back?
I don't know. I just know he moves around a lot.
He's wearing 8 in honor of Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
With Philadelphia, he chose to wear number 8 in honor of Kobe Bryant.
Someone texted, no, he's definitely getting 8. LOL. Based on his tone, I guess.
Well, you got to remember, too, number 8 was free because Marcus Mariota had left.
In Philly? Okay.
I don't know. He's never, apparently it wasn't that big of a deal. I'm guessing he made some drama jokingly about it when he got to Philadelphia, but it ultimately wasn't a big deal.
I hate AI for having you and I make a big deal out of this. You know? Come on, AI, be better. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So that's C.J. Gardner-Johnson, one of the newest Texans. Good addition in the secondary for the Texans. All right. You want draft talk? We've got draft talk for you here. Holy hell. A few of these NFL personnel people on Shedeur Sanders. Tom Pelissero does an annual column, Seth, where he takes anonymous NFL personnel people strictly about quarterbacks and their quotes and puts them together. There are a couple people that hate Shedeur Sanders.
Ooh.
And we'll get to that coming up next.